Oh, let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Keys. On behalf of the PSR sponsors, Brother Wilson, Brother Keys, Brother Bow, Brother Booker, Brother Walden, and myself, we want to thank you. We want to thank you from our hearts for making PSR 1995 a spiritual success. We realize that this meeting could not be what it is without these pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and the good saints of God. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your giving. And we want to thank God most of all for His touch, for His anointing, for His power, for His glory. I believe it's proper and right now to lift our hands and thank God for this great meeting that we've had. Let's do it sincerely and from our hearts. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Help us to hide, Lord, in the shadow of the cross. Let's give Him the praise, the glory, the honor. Glory to God. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles tonight, and I want you to remain seated. I'm doing that with reason and purpose. Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of John, chapter 15, and verse 1. Book of John, chapter 15, and verse 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Brother Walden, tonight, said what I was thinking. He said, there's nothing left to say. But God said, there's seven words left. And thank God I've got them. I want you to notice, I haven't given you the seven words yet. He said, abide in me, and I in you. We've got to get in God, and God's got to get in us. He said, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, we want fruit, we want revival, we want evangelism. But the Bible said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, he that abideth in me, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And that's what we're after tonight. The same bringeth forth much fruit. And here tonight is the last seven words of PSR 1995 that God wants us to take home with us. And the reason I say that so boldly is because it's not Von Morton's words, it's God's word. And this is my text. For without me, for without me, ye can do nothing. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that is my text tonight, and that is my subject tonight. Just simply what Jesus said, for without me, you can do nothing. I don't know if I've come here tonight to preach. I don't know if I've come here tonight to pray. Or maybe it is that I've come here tonight to plead with God. But one thing that is deep in my heart and that I have a revelation of, like I have never had before. The first night, Brother Wilson talked about revelation. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the revelation that God has given me. To me. And that is, without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I can do nothing. I want to bear fruit, but without God, I can do nothing. I want revival like I've never had it before, but without God, I can do nothing. I want evangelism in the church that I pastor like I've never had it before, but without God, I can do nothing. I'm here to tell you tonight that we as pastors and evangelists and as missionaries and as saints of God, we all fit in this focus tonight. We have got to leave this place with a revelation. We've got to have the help of God. We've got to have the help of God. For without me, ye can do nothing. 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 And that's why that maybe some of us feel in our heart, we have done nothing. Because we've been trying to do it with our own talents, with our own power, with our own ability. And Jesus is saying to us, brother, without me, ye can do nothing. What Jesus is saying here is, apart from me, you can do nothing. And I've got to thinking about that word, nothing. And it simply means none. N-O-N-E. None. It means nothing at any time. Jesus is saying, without me, there is none. Jesus is saying, without me, there's nothing at any time. Jesus is saying, not at all. Not at all. Without me, there's nothing at all. It also means in no degree. Without me, there's nothing in any degree. Nothing. Nothing is something that does not exist. It is a zero. And Jesus is saying, without me, it is zero. Without me, it is nothing. Without me, it is empty. Do you know what this is telling us tonight? Brethren, church, it's telling us we need the help of God. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We need the help of God. I want to tell you tonight, this is in my gut. This is in my gut. This is like birth pains in my soul. Tonight, I need God. I need the help of God. Oh, I want revival. I want evangelism. I've got to somehow plug into God. For He said, without me, ye can do nothing. I want to say to us preachers tonight, we go from meeting to meeting. Yeah, the last meeting I was at, I saw some of you. We go from meeting to meeting. We preach to one another. But we need something to happen at home. How long are we going to preach to one another? How long are we going to go from meeting to meeting? How long are we going to talk about what needs to happen? I'm telling you, brethren, it is time for it to happen. It is time for it to happen. The revival that we need in our cities and towns cannot be done without a work of the Spirit. What I'm talking about tonight that needs to happen, it's got to be the work of the Spirit. It cannot be the work of PSR. It cannot be the work of UPC. It cannot be the work of ACI. It cannot be the work of Independent. I'm talking about something tonight that's got to happen in the Spirit. It's got to happen in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I believe I'm preaching to preachers tonight that's hungry, that's thirsty, that's dying, that's wanting it to happen. And if you're not there, shame on you. You need to be there. I'm telling you, every pastor, every evangelist, every missionary, every saint of God ought to want revival, ought to want evangelism, ought to want growth. It's got to be a work of the Spirit. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. So we need to go to Hebrews 4:16. Paul said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is a time of need. And the Bible said that we can find grace, we can obtain mercy, and we can find grace to help in time of need. Praise God. I'm 55 years old. I have a good income. I could just sit back and really relax. But I'm going to tell you something. If I was as young as some of you are, I would be tearing the walls down. And at 55, I ain't stopping. You understand that? God wants us to get uncomfortable. God wants us to get revival-minded. God wants us to get number-minded. And I'm not going to take time to qualify everything I say tonight. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about holiness revival. I'm talking about everything that's been preached in this conference. I'm not talking about laying anything down or going back or compromising. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about real apostolic one God tongue talking Holy Ghost revival, where people get the Holy Ghost and they're baptized in Jesus' name and they live holy. Bible said that we can find grace to help in time of need. Psalm 46:1 said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now we can go home from PSR and we can be all hyped and inspired and thrilled and excited. I can't wait to get home, and we can go home and forget God. When Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. David said, my help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Maybe I'm alone here tonight. But I want to tell you, brother, I feel my need for God. I need the help of the Lord. We must see and feel and understand that we need the help of God. Give us a revelation, God, that we need your help. When you go back to your city preacher, and the reason I call the preachers by name is because they're in charge there. If they have no inspiration, the church has no inspiration. If they have no personal growth, the church has no growth. And so it all starts with the preacher. And I realize that some feel now you shouldn't address the preacher unless it's just a close. I am sick and tired. We got to have a closed session. It finally is to the place. You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing. I'm here tonight to say everything that's in my gut. To say everything that's in my heart. Because we need God, brethren. We need God. We need God. Do you hear me? We need God. One of the best things that's happened in this convention is when Brother Franklin Howard had those boys come this morning and lay prostrate on this. I'm telling you, that touched me. I'm telling you, that's where God wants us. That's where God wants us. That's where God wants us. I'm telling you, that's where God wants us. Revival comes from that. That's where God wants us.
have to be a work of the Spirit.
Mark 16 and 15, 19 and 20 said, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature." So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, the Bible said, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, God has talked to us in this conference. And the Bible said, so after God had spoken unto them, the Bible went on and it said this, and they went forth. It's time we have met with God. God has spoken to us. It is time to leave this place. It is time to go forth. And the Bible said they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord. Everybody say the Lord. The Lord working with them. Somehow I've got to take the Lord. I've got to have God. The next time I go to my pulpit, I've got to have God. When I counsel, I've got to have God. When I teach, I've got to have God. When I exhort, I've got to have God. When I rebuke, I've got to have God. I want God more than I've ever wanted God in my life. I want something's got to happen in Von Morton. Something's got to happen in Von Morton. Some, you say, well, it's happened here, but it's got to happen to me at home. It's got to happen. I'm just simply telling you, brother, I got to have God. I want God. I want God. For He said, without me, you can do nothing. Look at those hungry saints out there. Those saints are hungry. We need the Lord. You may be seated. We need the Lord to work with us and for us. We rely too much upon human agency. Zechariah 4 and 6 says, not by might. You know, I'm just preaching to you out of my heart tonight. It said, not by might, nor by power. Now see, most of the time we read that, we like to say, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. But I don't want to do that right now. And I don't want you doing it. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. By my Spirit. We got too much of our spirit in it. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might nor by power means not by human might or force or wealth or strength or ability. That's what that means. Not by human might or force or wealth or strength or ability, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's got to be a work of the Spirit. That's why Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. That word power means ability. But you shall receive ability after that the Holy Ghost has come up on you. I'm going to tell you, God has empowered this church with the ability to get the work done. When we get the revelation, without Him, we can do nothing. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. To get the job done that we've got to get done, we've got to have the help of God. We must rely upon Him who is all sufficient. Systems founded by power and spread by force will come to naught. God's presence must be sought. It must be a work of the Spirit. Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. And I thank God for this apostolic gathering here. I believe all apostolic preachers feel comfortable here. Praise God. I want to tell you, what I'm talking about is not in PSR. It is not in the UPC. It is not in the ACI. And I realize I've said this twice, but I said it twice on purpose. I don't care what card you carry. All I care about is your life and your doctrine. It's all in Jesus. For in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you're complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. It's in Him. We sit around and we think and we pray. I'm telling you, the answer is, this is the last seven words of this conference. For without me, you can do nothing. When we go home tonight, I want us to go home with the Spirit. Without Him, I can't do it. I'm going back to my ditch digging. Brother Holmes, I want you to know that was a masterpiece in the Holy Ghost today. A masterpiece in the Holy Ghost. You talk about church growth seminars. Let me tell you something. That was a Holy Ghost seminar. Today. And let me say this. There is no other way to have revival without blood, sweat, and tears. There is no other way. Did you hear me? There is no other way. And let me tell you, your church never gets to the place that there's no blood, there's no sweat, there's no tears. All I know is the bigger it gets, the more blood I shed. The bigger it gets, the more sweat it takes. The bigger it gets, the more tears I shed. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder. But the other side of blood, sweat, and tears is without Him, we can do nothing. You see, sometimes we get the blood, we get the sweat, we get the tears. It's our blood, it's our sweat, it's our tears. But we need Him. You understand? Sometimes we do all this, we wonder, well, it's not working. It's not. I know, I've been there. How do I know I have been there? I have sweat, I've been there. But when I get a hold of Him, I like what Brother Holmes, I like what he said today about that shovel. He said that shovel, if I remember right, just don't fit some hands. You know what? I'm going to just stop and say this. I'm going to tell you something, you young preachers. I'm going to tell you something. You know why that shovel don't fit a lot of his hands? Because there's nothing to fit your hand except a golf club. Now, I don't need nobody to say amen. But I'm fixing to talk about it. That's right. I don't care who gets nervous. I don't care who gets uptight. Brother Howard said today, Von Morton's like a chainsaw. Let me tell you about chainsaw. I just had an experience with a chainsaw. Let me tell you about a chainsaw. Just the other day, I was with my older son. And I just put on my old clothes, my boots, my old clothes, and went out in the dirt. And he has tractors and all that kind of stuff. And he had a brand new chainsaw. And he was trying to start that chainsaw. And he couldn't get started, brand new. And he gave it to this mechanic that works for him and said, "Lloyd, start this chainsaw." And Lloyd worked with that thing, worked with that thing. He couldn't get that thing started. And I don't try to get in their business. I just wander around. Finally, I reached over and I said, "Give me that chainsaw." And they just handed it to me. You know that? Give it to the preacher. I got a hold of that chainsaw and I went, that thing went, and I just stood there and pulled the trigger. They couldn't believe it. You see, I've been running chainsaws for 35 years. I know how to start them things. I'm going to tell you. Everybody stopped what they was doing and looked up at me, and the smoke was just a-rolling. And I just went, no. I can do brain surgery tonight with a chainsaw. That just happened. And if I pick up a spirit here tonight, I'll stop and start this chainsaw. You understand that? Hallelujah. Now I'm getting into that area where folks start getting uptight. That's right. And they say, now old Brother Morton was doing all right till he got on that chainsaw. No, that's me. That's the Holy Ghost, and that's the ministry that God has given me. You understand? I would hate for somebody to call my church secretary and she say, "Well, he's out playing golf today." I'm going to tell you, you can say what you want to, think what you want to, get any kind of attitude that you want to, but it's things like this that's stopping revival. I'm telling you hear me? Woe be the day when men come to PSR to play golf. Now, I'm speaking for me and not for the rest of them. But I'm telling you what, we don't want no golf clubs at PSR. Do you understand me? I'm telling you. Hallelujah. You say, no, let me tell you, it's preaching like this and it's chainsaws like this that brings revival. Hallelujah. Maybe I got just a little bit of IH Terry in me because I believe in preaching what you see and preaching what you know and preaching what you hear. What's your point, Brother Morton? My point is, let's lay it down. Without me, you can do nothing. God, give us revival. Oh, God, give us revival. Without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you what. It does feel good on the last night to be the last speaker. Now, hear me. And feel like, you know, there ain't been nothing said and you got to say a whole bunch. I don't feel that way. I feel like that all the bases have been covered. But, you know, I just wanted to see if that chainsaw still worked. Do you understand? I feel like it has been preached. It just feels so good. So many times I feel responsible. And if we'd gone through this and nothing had said, I just would have really had to fart up that chainsaw tonight. And I don't like to fart that thing up. Now, Brother Howard's the one's got us on this chainsaw business. But this, it's just been so good. This preaching has just been, it's just been so good. It just feels good to feel relieved tonight that you don't have to say a bunch of things. I'm telling you, this has been good. This is revival preaching. But if we're not careful, we can get wrapped up in our own self-righteousness. I don't like that spirit. I'm of Apollos. I'm of Paul. I'm of PSR. I'm of this. We ain't nothing but dirt. Without Him, we can do nothing. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Itabo shata katabababahasatarabahasaya. I want it to happen in the church that I pastor, in the city where I pastor. I cannot do it. The church that I pastor cannot do it. It has got to be a work of the Spirit. I don't believe that we'll ever get to the place. Brother Holmes got a revelation. We'll never get to the place where the Spirit's working. And we as pastors and saints, we just float around. Woo, woo, the Spirit's working. Woo. That would be, I'm telling you, all the way from the cradle to the grave, it's going to be blood, sweat, tears. Blood, sweat, tears. Bring me another shovel. I've worn this one out. I've got some more ditches to dig. Preachers, go home and keep praying. Keep knocking doors. Keep fasting. Keep having faith. Keep giving. Some of us think, boy, we're really having revival. It's just a drop in the bucket to what God wants to do. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's some of you sitting around. Sit down. There's some of you sitting around, And you got this bushel of apples, and you're polishing every apple. I'm going to tell you something. You got them apples all polished. Go out there and get some more. Get another bushel. You're trying to perfect every little thing. I don't know who it was. They said, oh, it was Brother Franklin Howard. He preached about being in that church where there's a whole bunch of them. What did he say? 150, 200 of them had television, VCR, and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you something. You better take care of that stuff one at a time. You let a church, you say, well, I'm going to use a little wisdom here. I'm going to back off here. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. You let a church get you got a church of 100, and you let 50 of them get a bunch of that junk, and buddy, you got problems. You got a church of 500, and you let 250 of them get it, buddy, you got problems. But if I smelt one here tonight in any home where I pastor, I'd right after service tonight, I'd be right there. That's right. Some people say I'm not a policeman. Well, I am. That's right. Yeah. I'm telling you. You hear me what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something. If I thought there was one, they'd hear that chainsaw. That's right. And let me tell you something. When you start that chainsaw, don't reach up and just cut off a few limbs. Lay that thing to the root and back off and say, get off! Praise God. Hallelujah. You be seated. I'm telling you, you can't perfect every little thing. Glory to God. I'll tell you one thing bad about being the last night. You got your battery so charged. I'm telling you, every one of these men got up there just like putting a battery charger on me. If I was cut loose with everything I feel in my soul here tonight, you couldn't stand it. You see, brother, they want you to tell it like it is. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I could cut loose right now and on this platform, hush, I could cut loose right now and these saints would scream and holler and kick their shoes off and run while preachers sat here and blowed up like toads. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. Brother, don't ever lose your gut for preaching. People don't mind you preaching to them if you love them. They don't mind you preaching to them if you love them. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Without me, ye can do nothing.
You may be seated.
What I'm trying to say here tonight is we need God. We cannot do it by ourselves. We've got to have God. Jesus, please help me.
Isaiah 59 and 19 said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. I'm telling you, the enemy has come in like a flood. But the Bible said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I ain't going to spend a lot of time on this, but it needs to be said. And that is this. God's going to help us. We are in all kinds of technology. I'm telling you, the other day, us PSR brethren were discussing this and talking about this. Let me say this. The computers now. You say, oh my God, he's going to start preaching about computers. No, I'm going to preach about online. You don't have to be online. Praise God. What I'm trying to say is this, brethren. You're wrestling with spirits. You're wrestling with all kinds of spirits. We got computers now that Mike, I can't even explain all this stuff. And I got computers in my church probably more than anybody here. But ain't none of them online. I'll cut the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is this. Brethren, you are searching for answers. What do I do? What do I preach against? How do I handle this? I'm telling you, this is the answer. The Holy Ghost is going to help you. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to help us.
Yes.
And sometimes something new comes out, and some folks don't say nothing; they just let it get all away. I just far off the chainsaw. I'd rather just cut it up and cut it down. I can put it back together later. You understand what I'm talking about? But what I'm trying to say is God's going to help you. I know that there's some of you preachers here thinking, boy, I got this and I got that and all of this technology. And all I can say is God's going to help you. I can't stand here and explain it all tonight because it's got to be a work of the Spirit. It's something I cannot explain. But I know one thing. God is helping Von Morton and I can't even explain it. But God is helping me. And don't ask me because I can't explain it all. But I know with this, with all of this enemy coming like a flood, without him, I can do nothing. We need God more than we've ever need God before. God has got. I am not going to throw up my hands and say, well, just I'll turn my back and you can do what you want. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. God is going to help me. Preacher, don't cave in. Don't give up. Just stay in there. Get in the Spirit. Get full of the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is going to help us through these troublesome times. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. We want church growth. But I'm going to tell you something. We don't need John Maxwell to have church growth. Do you understand that? I'm going to say, we don't. Who is John Maxwell? He is a denominational preacher. He is a false prophet. He don't know anything about apostolic church growth. Tell the world, Von Morton said it. You hear me? Get on the phone, call anybody who wants to, send the tapes out. But I'm telling you, that's the way it is. We don't need this kind of church growth business. It's not of God. It's not of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I am telling you, let's get back to the apostolic way. I'm going to tell you what, if I wanted church growth in my church, I'd get Brother Holmes. That's right. I'd get Brother Holmes. I'd get some of these other brethren. I'm saying there's other brethren. There's a lot of brethren here tonight. Praise God. There's some brethren here tonight that's got some small churches that can teach about church growth. You say, oh no, they've got it in them. And you watch one of these days, it's going to bloom out. They've got what it takes. You've got some churches that's going to grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I don't need the gaithers to teach me how to sing either. I know, boys, what I'm doing, and I'll walk alone and I'll stand alone. But bless God, I'm telling you what, you've got to have some conviction. And somebody's got to lift up their voice and say something. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's praise God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. And I have been set down before. And I have been talked to before. Now, you do good until you get off in that. You get that. I'm telling you. Everybody's willing to let everybody be themselves but me. They don't want me to be myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't nobody's fool. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm telling you, every once in a while, you've got to get the old shotgun out and bow, 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 and start that chainsaw up. And it's preaching like this that gives BSR a bad name, but I can't help it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. That's why PSR is getting smaller, because of red-faced radicals. I'm telling you. Without me, you can do nothing. Praise God. I'm telling you what, it's not in John Maxwell. It's not in Nathan Hurst. It's not in Dan Walden. It's not in Brother Holmes. It's not in Von Morton. It's in Jesus Christ. Except you abide in me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now I'm fixing clothes. The musicians can go to maybe. Andale pronto. And the young people said, oh, man, I wish Brother Morton, we got to get that party. That's the young people. That's the young people. That's the young people. Hallelujah. That's the young people. Young people, you young men and young ladies, get a hold of God. Without Him, you can do nothing. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, let's cut loose and shout tonight. Come on, Grandma, let's shout. You preacher, shout. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hold on. Let me tell you something. When you think about chainsaws, you think about trees. I ain't going to take time tonight, but if I had time to fire my old chainsaw up, I'd cut down some Christmas trees. I'm telling you what, the old Von Morton's coming to the top tonight. Hey, I didn't start preaching this last. I've been preaching like this all my life. I ain't picking on nobody. I'm just cutting down trees. Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's do. Let's shout. Hallelujah. Let's everybody shout. If you ain't shouting, get to shout. Get to jumping. It's time for this conference to get loose tonight. Come on, it's time to get loose tonight. Let's get this thing loose tonight. Come on, just get loose. Let's get loose. Come on, you young people, let's get loose. Come on, mama, daddy, grandma, let's get loose. Let's get loose here tonight. Come on, let's get loose.
Well, it's happening. Just let the Holy Ghost have its way.
It's glorious, church. I did joy. Now the born and heavenly birth. The glorious day.